Hey there, this is Jacob. The one thing about finding new faith, like Joan Taylor did, it's not the end of the story, it's just the beginning. Let's take a listen down Gilead Lane.
But I thought your mom came back.
But they're not married anymore.
Aw, that's silly.
Why shouldn't they be married?
They got a divorce.
What do you say? Will you marry me?
Again?
No.
How do you know if it's a weed or a flower?
Oh, just ask me before you pull anything out of the ground, Timmy.
Okay, what about this one?
That's part of the rose bush, Timmy. Don't touch it.
Okay.
Haley, calm down. You're doing just fine, Timothy.
But those are the roses, Mom. Everyone knows what roses look like.
Looks like a weed to me.
It's only the most romantic flower in the world.
Oh, Haley.
Girl stuff.
Girl stuff? For your information, Tim, it's not just girl stuff. And you better learn all this, because it's the man who gives the roses to the girl.
Okay, I am not giving any flowers to some weird girl. Especially not some thorny old roses.
Oh, but they're beautiful.
Excuse me, Timothy Joseph, but I planted these thorny old roses for your mother the year we moved in here.
And he picks me the first bunch every year.
Oh, I do. Come here.
You really put these roses here, Dad?
I sure did. Boy, this garden looks great. How long have you been working out here?
Since we got home from
school. It has not been forever. Oh, how was work today, John?
Oh, one of the best days in a long time.
Oh?
Yeah, we had an adoption at court today.
Oh,
really, Dad? I didn't know you could do that.
Me neither. I didn't know judges ever did cool stuff.
Oh, well, I'll have you know I get to do lots of cool things. Adoptions, putting families back together, sometimes even weddings.
What? You actually get to marry people?
Yes.
Oh, how romantic.
Not that again.
Oh, yeah, there she goes. Hurry up, somebody. Give her the bag of seed.
Hey, Brooke.
Hi, Bex. What's with the flowers?
My mom wanted me to bring them after dinner.
Oh.
She picked them up at the nursery today when she was buying seeds or something.
That's so nice of her.
But she said your mom loves tulips.
She does. Oh, let's take them down to her room.
Oh, well, maybe I should just leave them.
Why? My mom would love to see you.
Yeah, but you guys probably haven't even had dinner yet.
Yeah, we did. What's your problem, Brooke?
Oh, it's just... Well, are you sure it's okay if I go down with you?
Brooke, she's not contagious. It's cancer.
No, I didn't mean it like that, Becca. I didn't know if she'd want me in her room or anything.
Oh, no, she's fine. Come on, she actually loves seeing people.
Okay.
But I will warn you, she looks really different, Brooke.
I just saw her last week. She looked all right.
I know, but it seems like the last good day she had was when she took me shopping.
For your Queen of Spring dress. That's right. I can't believe I haven't seen it yet.
I really love it.
Oh.
Mom pretty much picked it out. Hold on. Mom?
Yes?
Brooke brought you some flowers from Mrs. Morrison. Can we come in?
Of course you can. Tulips.
Hi, Mrs. Taylor.
Hi, Brooke. This room needed a taste of spring. Could you put those by the window, Rebecca?
Sure. Brooke was just asking me about my dress, Mom.
Oh, Brooke, she looks like a fairy tale.
Really?
Go put it on, Rebecca.
Again? Oh, she's made me put it on, like, every day.
Oh, no.
Not true. Come on. Brooke hasn't seen it yet.
I'll try it on before she leaves.
So, who actually found it?
Well, I knew it was...
First, we went...
Okay,
we
left it up.
You go first.
Okay. I knew it was the perfect dress as soon as we saw it.
Oh, you did not. It looks so ugly on the hanger.
Yes, but it's like I always taught you. You must try on the clothing before you turn it down. And who was right?
You were.
Precisely. Now, first we went to Simply Formal.
No, we went to the mall first.
No, we went to Simply Formal.
looks so pretty in her wedding
Haley,
dress.
Haley, what are you doing? Oh, you're supposed to be cleaning up.
I am cleaning up, Mikey. I was organizing Mom's old photo albums.
Did she ask you to?
Well, somebody has to do it. Besides, you have to see how cute Mom and Dad were when they got married.
Oh, Haley.
They have pictures from way back then?
Yeah, look at these. Dad's got a mustache.
Look at his head.
So is Dad's chin. Hi, Brody. Dad's got a mustache. He looks like a squirrel.
Whoa.
That's they are funny. Hey, guys, where'd Mom go?
She's over at the Taylor's.
Why is she at our house?
Oh, yeah, she's doing that Bible study thing with your mom.
Oh, yeah, I forgot.
But I thought you guys were supposed to be spring cleaning. Why are you looking at wedding pictures?
Why wouldn't we be?
Well, Brooke, we've been cleaning ever since we got home from school.
Oh, yeah, some way to start a weekend. Just be glad you and Becca had that spring hoop-de-doo to play.
It's not a hoop-de-doo, Mikey. It's the spring ball. And Becca gets to be queen, just like a princess in a movie.
Are you going to start talking about all that girl stuff again?
Don't worry, Tim. I won't let them. Looking at wedding pictures is bad enough.
No kidding. I'll bet you guys don't sit around looking at your mom and dad's wedding pictures.
Timmy, Mr. and Mrs. Taylor got divorced, remember?
But she lives in your house again.
No, it's okay. You're right, Timmy. She lives downstairs because she's sick and we want to help take care of her.
Mm-hmm. But I thought your mom came back.
She did come back.
You're right,
but they're not married anymore.
Aw, that's silly. Your mom's still called Mrs. Taylor.
Yeah, but
I guess she is.
And they still like each other, right?
Yeah.
They might even love each other.
See, I think they're still married.
Timmy doesn't really work today.
Yeah, it doesn't exactly work.
Thank you for reading to me, Mary. Seems to be getting too hard to even hold the Bible up myself anymore.
You don't need to thank me.
Those verses are beautiful.
Yeah.
What book is this?
The Psalms.
Could you read through just those last verses one more time?
Sure. Psalm 16. I'll start with verse 9. Therefore my heart is glad, and my tongue rejoices. My body also will rest secure, because you will not abandon me to the grave, nor will you let your Holy One see decay. You have made known to me the path of life. You will fill me with joy in your presence, with eternal pleasures at your right hand.
Thanks. I needed to hear that.
Oh, John.
Can I interrupt you two?
Oh, hi, Ben.
Hi, Mommy. Hi, Mrs. Taylor.
Where did you come from, Timmy?
Well, from our house. I came to get you because nothing's getting done there since everyone's still looking at pictures.
What pictures?
Wedding pictures.
Wedding pictures?
Yeah, Haley started it, and then Daddy came in with Justin, and he started looking at them, too. Now they're yakking about the old days.
Sounds like you better get home.
I guess so.
Didn't you like the pictures, Timmy?
Oh, I saw enough. I don't like all that wedding stuff. But, hey, did you know that Luke and Becca don't even think that you guys are married anymore? Can you believe that?
Timothy.
Well, Timmy, you see,
Yeah?
You know what? We've got to go.
But, Mommy...
Nope, Tim. Troops are waiting. We'll see you two later. I'll be back as soon as I get a chance, Joan.
See ya.
See ya.
Bye.
I still say the kid had a point.
But, Luke, Timothy's 7. He doesn't know anything about marriage. Oh, make sure the screen's closed.
Okay, but he made sense.
Yeah, but...
Dad?
Down here!
Come on, he's probably with Mom.
But Timmy has no clue what Mom and Dad have been through.
Still, Bex, think about it. Mom kept your name even after the divorce.
Yeah.
That has to say
but
something.
Luke,
Bex, for real, why shouldn't they be married?
They got a divorce.
But Mom's asked us to forgive her. She's sorry for what she did. She's a Christian now.
I don't know. I just don't know if that's fair to Dad.
That's for Dad to say. Anyway, I think he still loves her. And you think so, too.
Luke, I don't...
Hey, you two.
Hi.
How are the Morrisons?
Oh, they're just fine. Mom, how are you?
I'm okay. Your dad just finished giving me my meds.
And you feel all right?
Yes, Nurse Rebecca.
Hey, I'm just doing my job.
So, what are you guys talking about down here?
Hey, what's it to you, huh?
Oh, I'm just wondering, you know, if you're reminiscing or anything like that.
All right.
Why don't you two have a seat and join us?
Okay, cool.
Ooh, actually, Becca and I were about to go up and grab some dinner. I'm starving.
But we just ate a whole bag of chips and salsa at the Morrisons.
Those were appetizers. I'm hungry. Let's go.
What was that about?
Luke must be in a growth spurt.
Maybe, but there was more to that.
Huh?
You had to have heard it, Joan.
Heard what?
The hinting around about you and me.
What about you and me?
Oh, come on. They want us to be back together.
What? Oh, they're as bad as Timmy.
I know.
It's so crazy.
Is it?
Is it what? Crazy?
Yeah, is it so crazy that they'd want us to be back together?
Ben, you can't mean. You're not saying that we should be...
Maybe I am. Why not, Joan? Why shouldn't we be married again?
You can't mean that.
But I do. Joan, be my wife.
Please. Ben, don't ask me just because you feel sorry for me.
I feel sorry for you? This isn't because
I'm dying, Ben. And I don't need your pity.
It's not pity. Joan, I love you. I've never stopped.
How can you say that?
Years ago, I committed before God to love you for the rest of my life. So... what do you say? Will you marry me again?
Ben. No.
What?
I can't do that to you. I can't hurt you again.
But I'm asking you...
I don't have a choice this time. I won't be here much longer.
Joan Taylor, I won't take no for an
answer.
But
don't you see that?
I mean it. You listen to me. The first time I asked you to marry me, I didn't know you would leave. I didn't know where you were going. This time, I know you're going to leave. And I know where you're going. And I'm going to be there with you someday, Joan. We'll be there with our Savior. He's forgiven you, Joan, remember?
But, Ben...
Stop saying that. Now, will you be my wife or not, Joan Taylor?
Oh, why not? Yes. Yes, I'll marry you.
Phone ringing. I'll get it.
Sorry.
Hello, Morris's residence.
Oh, no.
No, you're kidding.
Then what?
Oh, when?
When what?
Really? Tomorrow?
Tomorrow?
No, of course. You know, we wouldn't miss it.
Miss what?
Tell us if you can. I think I could do that. I'll have to pull a few strings, of course, but I could get you a marriage license.
Marriage license?
No, you bet.
We just have to wait,
Congratulations, Ben.
Mr. Taylor?
Taylor?
Good night.
What was
it? Hold on. Please, quiet down. All right, now we got to put this game away and get to bed, please. There's a lot to do if we're going to have that wedding tomorrow. Mr. and Mrs. Taylor are getting married.
They are.
Real flowers in Mrs. Taylor's hair.
Well, we have to wait until the boys get here for that. They'll have some nice little sprigs.
Does this dress look ironed enough? Mom hates wrinkles.
It looks great. Yeah. But I doubt she'd care if it wasn't perfect.
No kidding. She's getting married.
You're hopeless, Haley.
I wish Luke would get here with those flowers. It's taking forever.
Don't worry, he'll be here.
I just want everything to be.
Oh, man, it's starting to pour out there.
Oh, hey, you got them.
The flowers are
gorgeous.
Mom will love them. Thank you for not ruining them in the rain.
You can thank Justin for that one. He made me bring the umbrella when we left.
Smart.
Thank you, Justin. Mm-hmm. Luke never would have thought of that on his own.
Hey!
Yeah, you're welcome. Hey, should we take the flowers into her room?
Not yet. That's where we're having the ceremony, but she's sleeping right now.
Still?
She's been really tired today. The hospice nurse was here this morning and told Dad that Mom should get as much rest as possible.
Is she okay, do you think?
Yeah. Stop it. Yes, she's fine. We're going to wake her up in half an hour to get her ready. Now, come on. We all have to get ourselves ready, too.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. Come on, Justin. Let's go fix our makeup. That rain just ruined your mascara.
Yeah, and our hair, too.
Church is finally here, and we can get started.
Oh,
hey, everyone.
Shh.
Look, I know we're all excited, but we have to hold it down when we go in there.
That's right. You need to remember that Mrs. Taylor is very sick. Mm-hmm. And while this is a happy day, we need to be quiet.
Mm-hmm. Oh, and Justin, Michael, I know you haven't seen Mrs. Taylor in a while now. Yeah. But you need to know that she looks very different.
Right? Don't be afraid.
Okay, who's ready for a wedding?
I've got the license right here.
Good. And what about you, Judge Morrison? Are you ready to marry us?
Well, if you got the ring, let's get in there already. Huh?
Don't go.
Luke, Becca, why don't you go first with your father?
We are gathered here today in the sight of God and in the presence of this company to join together Ben and Joan in holy matrimony. I, Ben, take thee, Joan, to be my wedded wife.
I, Ben, take thee, Joan, to be my wedded wife.
To have and to hold from this day forward.
To have and to hold from this day forward.
For better, for worse.
For better, for worse.
For richer, for poorer.
For richer, for poorer.
In sickness and in health.
In sickness and
in health.
To love, honor, and cherish till death do us part.
To love, honor, and cherish till death do us part.
According to God's holy word. And having declared the same by the giving and receiving of a ring, I pronounce that they are husband and wife.
Yes.
Seal the promises you have made with each other with a kiss.
Aww.
Ladies and gentlemen, I present to you Mr. and Mrs. Taylor. That's all I can do. Thank you very much.
That's a
blessing.
Hey, guys, I think the bride and groom deserve a little time alone. May I invite you upstairs for the reception?
Yeah.
Timmy, you want to lead the way? I know there's trees up there.
Girls, would you please take care
of them? What do
you need?
Okay, we'll see you guys in a second.
Yeah.
We're going to go. Oh, you know, we could grab you some cake.
Yeah, a wedding cake. You know?
Yeah, with the
we could,
bride and groom.
Yeah, we could get you the piece with the bride and groom on.
Thanks, you too.
Sure.
I love you.
I love you too, Mom, Dad.
Yeah, well, it certainly was real, Mikey.
I know, but I mean, that was like a real wedding.
I think I'm going to be a judge too.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, is that shaking during the vows?
Yeah, I want to do stuff like you do today. And then
good, I enjoyed the way I did today.
Yeah.
It was a blessing that all of us could be there, wasn't it?
Hey, guys, wait, quiet down.
I think I hear the groom coming.
Hey, are you two ready for... Dad?
Okay.
What's wrong?
Ben, what is it?
She's gone.
Oh, can't be.
No. No, not yet.
What? She's dead? Oh, and how sad that so soon after the wedding, Joan passed into eternity. Oh, Ben, Luke, and Becca have all gone through some hard days lately. And now with Joan's death, they face some challenging ones ahead. And this is still not the end of the story. Joan came back into their family and into their hearts, and now she's gone. They will miss her so much, and they will have to all deal with the pain and grief of her death. But did you catch what Ben said when he asked Joan to marry him again? He said this time he knows where she's going when she leaves. He was comforted by that. Remember, Joan accepted Jesus Christ as her Savior and Lord, so she's going to heaven. In Philippians 3:20-21, Paul tells the Christians of his day, our citizenship is in heaven, and we eagerly await a Savior from there, the Lord Jesus Christ, who, by the power that enables him to bring everything under his control, will transform our lowly bodies so that they will be like his glorious body. The good news is that Joan Taylor is going home to heaven, and her body that was full of cancer will become new. And someday, Ben, Luke, and Becca will join her again. This is the wonderful hope all of us who know Jesus personally have as a gift from him. If you don't know him personally, or if you're not sure, we'd love to help you. You too can have an eternal future in your real home, in heaven. Today's program, Home to Stay, is a production of CBH Ministries, because God loves kids. It was written by Beth Culp, directed and produced by Simon Guevara, engineered by Steve O'Dell, with musical score by John Campbell. The executive producer is Randy Heckman. And I'm Jacob. Be sure to write us. The address is easy to remember. It's Box 1, Grand Rapids, Michigan, 49501. Or you can email us through our website at cbhministries.org. Well, it's time for me to go. We'll see you again next time, down Gilead Lane.